All my stuff saved in Outlook.
Is it remote or is
it? It's in, yes.
Oh, okay. It's local.
Bring this meeting to order. I'm going to keep looking like that all night. Yeah. And we refer Conservation Commission today, September 6th, 2011. First item on the agenda, minutes from 8:16. Any comments?
I think I was there. So.
Oh, you weren't there. Oh. Okay, so we don't have enough. That's right. Doug wasn't here, so we don't have enough to. So we will table them until next meeting, or Dan should have. I think Dan will take last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, the second item is the conservation agent, and there's nothing new to report with that at this point. I don't remember. I think I told everybody that she had told City Council she was going to scrap the previous proposal. So we're in limbo for now. Third item, the beach access ways. I sat down with the mayor on Thursday and talked to her about that. She had mentioned to me that she was going to look into getting Frank Cousins to bring in some guys to do some sifting to get the rocks out. And she came to the meeting tonight and said that Fred Hartman apparently went out there and did the sifting, or is doing the sifting.
Today, they were doing
it. Today, possibly.
Today, I don't know if they will finish it today. I don't think so.
So, there was a significant amount of rocks in there.
So, was it really the beach race here?
No.
No. They were supposed to sift it before they brought it. For whatever reason, that wasn't done.
That's my nice new camera. It's a nice camera. It's nice having the stitching software too, so you can get the panoramas. All those wider ones were all stitched together.
Yeah, because you knew it was really hard to tell them. They were separate.
Yeah.
So, Joe, other than the rocks, are there any other outstanding issues with the beach walkways at this point?
I don't know if there's anything left outstanding. It isn't, you know, you can see from the runoff and everything that the sand there was. You know, some pretty fine stuff in there that was running off the front. And, I think other than that, I don't think there's much. You know, half the 153rd Street is gone. You could see. I'm sure it's all graded now, but it was a pretty good drop off before. But other than that, and is there any timeline on the...
3 to 4 weeks from now, they should be sort of helping out the construction out there with that. They've formed a gangway, but they're under contract now, so another 2-3 weeks, they'll be getting out there mobilizing, and then 3 to 4 weeks from now, they'll be putting in all the the walkway, the wooden walkway part of it, and then the gangway, just depends on when that comes in, and it's plenty of that. It's not going to have much of a season this year. It's pretty much going to be locked out for the winter season. So it'll be there for the spring, so it's ready to be used.
How much did it wind up costing?
I forget off the top of my head, but I think 38,000. So not quite the full amount, but I think originally it was anticipated about $10,000 per walkway, assuming that it would be all wooden staircases with some volunteer labor and so forth, and it just didn't end up being that reasonable price. So basically, it was one, you know, and the leftover money, of course, would be used for the vegetation and once the work was done.
And then we're just going 50-50.
You get the walkway right, yeah. That's the only place for the walkway. And then we'll see how things go with that and see if we can make any adjustments in the future if it's worthwhile doing anywhere else appropriate. So, obviously, try to minimize the amount of foot traffic or locations of foot traffic going on there.
Yeah, let's hope it's at a moot point. Next summer. Does anybody have any other items? I don't like to start so early. I don't think I have anything. But we probably, I don't know, do we? We're going to need to wait for the...
This is the city one.
Yeah. Are you taking care of that end?
The city project, I'm sure you've all seen by now. The Harbor Walk project is complete. Jody Vining had asked for a request for certificate of compliance. I told him that we put it on the next agenda. We've been out there, you've seen it's all been pretty well completed. Vegetation has you know, recovered and completed since then. Looks in great condition. Obviously, it's sort of a maintenance thing a long time, but before that's done, it seems pretty straightforward. Seems like a formality, really, but
yeah, I've been out there a few times. It looks pretty good.
I'll move to issue a certificate.
All seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. The next item is the wetlands restoration for new ventures. And you know what? We don't have enough people right here,
so we'll have to postpone that a little bit.
Anyway, I hope Dan shows up because I'm accusing myself and we don't have enough to make any decisions.
Stick around a little
bit? He said he wouldn't be here.
Yeah, he comes a little later sometimes, so.
They really want to try to get any comments right away so it's going to happen this fall.
Yeah.
I'll
stick around a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. He doesn't show up in the next 15, 20 minutes for some reason he can't comment. He was, you didn't indicate he wouldn't be here, so. You know what, I can call him and see if I can reach him.
So, take a little recess. Looking back up at that clock, it's not there. Yes, sir.
Joe, I'm in the Daily News and I'm doing the job, and I just wondered if you could recount the item I couldn't completely hear when you're talking about the walkways.
This is the. I should have said it more clearly too. The City of Newburyport Harbor Walk. It's the extension from Cashman Park over to the Route 1 Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
They had brought up that they came before us a few years ago to take care of that.
And the one I was asking about was the beach access from out on 53rd and 55th.
Yeah, he, you know, the Community Preservation Committee decided to pay for a walkway out there. What do we have, an RDA for that, I think?
Yeah, we do.
And we had the plans presented to us, and that was a few weeks ago. And looks like they're going to be starting construction in three, 4 weeks.
Where are they starting?
This will just be a 55th Street.
And is it just from the lift down to the sand? It's not from the road to the water?
Yeah, I don't know how far the... Andy, how far is the boardwalk going for the 55th Street? Yeah.
The Living Support Advisory Council project?
No, the
boardwalk.
For 55th Street.
Oh, the 55th Street access. From the edge of the Sultan, is that going back?
Yeah.
The gangway itself is a 40-foot gangway. Going back from there, I don't have the drawing on it, I think it's 50 feet, 40 to 50 feet. It's basically, if you're between the two fences there, you're going to tell if there's like a telephone pole there, near where the opposite of the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's the McCarthy driveway. It's a couple of feet shy of that pole, that telephone pole.
And what was the cost of this?
$38,000. Okay. Are you a resident out there?
No, I'm with the Daily News.
Okay.
I'm in Newbury Port, but I'm a little new with the job, and
okay.
I'm not familiar with that initiative.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. If you want to explain the planning hours, I can show you the video.
Sure.
I did try to reach the end of he's not available, he's pretty much calling my phone. But I did leave a message and ask him to call me back if he gets it. I will, this is just the second meeting where we might have had some questions. I'll just ask for just send out an update with the phone, just make it that way so that I can look back at the attendance and trust problems.
You run into that time again.
If just prior to the meeting, I'll ask people the day before, just indicate if there's any reason it might not be
mm-hmm.
just so we can not act on one thing or another.
So how about these other guys? Joe Dangelmeyer, Harvard Machine. Somebody comes
Bill.
Well,
DC was the one.
Yeah.
DC is Lytle and
that's Bay Lane, yeah.
Is he also Arwood Machine?
He's Arwood as well.
No, I think those we should wait until 7.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt if he will be showing up.
For the certificate of compliance meeting or the...
No, for the rest of them on the agenda.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, the Port Associates folks, I think, are here.
Well, Tom is here. I know Tom.
Yeah, the Port
yeah.
people are here.
They're here.
I'm going to do that.
Michael's here. He's got one of the associates there.
Considering some of the acrimony that's been happening for this, I'd rather wait for the, at least until 7, which is, it's 9 minutes, so...
Maybe a side question on my. I volunteered to be the Pine Farms rep on the beach
right.
committee.
Right.
I was away for the August meeting. When did you
the last meeting was there wasn't a whole lot to discuss. It was actually postponed, but I'll tell you what the meeting is. That's the September 15th at 2 to 3 p.m.
Yep.
When was the meeting that was yesterday?
Yesterday.
Do you remember the beach ones?
There was one on Friday. Of
the oh, it Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Yes.
I wasn't able to attend that actually because I was
meeting at 2 p.m.
2 p.m., yeah, 2 to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. We usually go about 45 minutes.
Yeah, I made one in July, but I was away last month.
Yeah. Yeah, last month.
The one in July lasted all of about 12 minutes. 12 minutes.
Right. The Beach Alliance met with some discussion regarding the GIE. I wasn't there for it because I needed the contract at the same time that the mayor was there and also Hyquist was there, and I think everyone else from the city was there at the time.
Yeah, I want to know where those big pile of stones are. I was looking at the aerial photos, and I didn't see what looked to be a 30-acre site of 50-foot-high.
I'll ask if they can be more specific.
I was wondering for informational purposes. I was looking around there, and I didn't see anything. I don't know how far away they trucked them, but didn't seem to be much more than a big pile.
Yeah, I wasn't entirely clear if that was something that was going to be completely donated or whether it was a also a cost. I don't know. You know, obviously, we need to try to reduce the cost of the project, but I don't know. Maybe it seems to cost you know, something like that. Other than the chipboard. One of the issues for us would be the access for that project, whether it's actually funded. How best to have the access given the environmental concerns. You know, obviously, we have the flood season. You know, features, you know, access for the pedestrians down there and that kind of thing. So when that project happens, there will obviously be some coordination with the commission over how best to approach that project and not have the least impact on the environment as possible. And I'm sure the harbor, the harbor back to the pedestrians as they're using the parking lot. And
that interesting.
As soon as I get some kind of a concept for them as to how they want to access it, what kind of state we're in, and so forth, I can bring to the commissions and kind of get the ball rolling on how to best to address that in advance. But that on me, then, yeah.
Is it Vern?
Yes.
Are you the only one going to be representing Wyman tonight? You are?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I guess we can take yours now, because we're a little shy on folks, and we're jumping around the agenda right now.
Do you want a copy, black and white, of the revision?
Yeah, we just sent the PDF, but this is the same one we received in the PDF, or is it a different style?
It's different. It's slightly different. Just a fence. They decided they wanted to put a fence all the way around the property, just around the perimeter. So I switched it on here to make it that way. So the PDF that was sent the other day actually showed a gate and so forth, but they talked to the fence people and they wanted to just go around the perimeter.
Okay, when you say the change, is that because the revised date on this one, which does show a fence, is the 23rd.
Yes.
Is that the same? Okay, so that would be. I believe that's when the commission got the email, right? That's the one.
That's the date on mine.
Yeah, okay. But it should be the same. Can I just keep your mind about the
same thing? Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, so there has been a change then. So this. Oh, I see. So the revised date on this one is 9-2, and the extent of the change looks to be this fence here. So fence here is now in this area. So what used to be here is now here.
Oh.
It's your property. You might want to present. I just want to give you an update. It appears as if the fence that was shown here on the prior drawing is now up here.
They were going to connect it onto the stone wall and set it not to as they could. They just wanted to put the fence around the perimeter of the property. But, anyway, my name is Glenn Fisher. I'm the chair of the state representative, Kim and Tom Weddle, 6 Payne Lane. And what we've now done is basically what they asked me to do is to take the pool, which was right here, and move it 10 feet forward. So the pool has been moved up 10 feet, and the patio has been extended out. So they want to know if they could put the hot tub up there. Of course, it would be above ground. So they put the hot tub off the corner. They made the patio slightly smaller on this side. This is still stepping stones that wrap around eventually with grass. they asked if we could put in some large pieces of natural stone for steps to come down that hillside and then plant the hillside and get rid of the grass. I think you guys remember the grass and vegetation. So what they want to do is plant it up heavily all the way around and amongst the trees, also plant that with perennials and native species to attract birds. So that's the big thing, moving the fence and moving the pool 10 feet forward. So it's further away from the wetland, further away from the rock, which I put on here in the tree. The only thing with that is we extended it slightly out this way, but we also brought it in a little bit further from the rock that was there, that big rock, and also it's not as far back. We used to go all the way up. Do you want to see it close?
Oh, this is the big oak.
Yes,
that's correct. Where is the house going?
The fence goes around the edge of the property where the grass and the woodland area, just before the wetland, the edge of the marsh.
Right.
So it basically just goes around the property.
Yeah.
Did Mary take off? No, the chef is still there. Still here.
Anyone want to start to see it close?
In color.
Yeah, it helps.
Just the fence that is chain link fence?
Yes.
And the purpose of going around the perimeter of the property is, is there a problem with trespassers? Or
no, it's private, like it's on the line.
Right.
So that's,
I remember that.
Yeah, not really any trespassers, but Kim's here, as a matter of fact, she just came in. But the idea was so that instead of going directly right around the pool, they could have more rooms opened up. But you have to have a pool on the property, so that way.
Oh, so it has to be a fence somewhere.
By law. So instead of putting it right there, we just go around the perimeter of the property.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was there a 4 foot? It's 4 foot the height requirement for fence line.
That's correct. 4 foot.
So that's the chain link fence is going to be yet?
Yes, it is.
So this is a minor modification, basically. Mm-hmm. Being asked to do it. Yeah.
So we just have to set this plan and this plan of record.
Correct. Yeah, this will become the plan of record dated 9/2/11 with the new fence location that shifted to the pool.
I'm pretty sure the pool's not going to move again.
I'm just hired. No, this is it.
This is the plan of record of fire chain to the previous commission.
Second. All in favor? Aye. Right.
Thank you. Would you like to color copy?
Sure.
Makes it easier.
The ball copy works hard for the file.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
When you're ready, the folks are ready as well.
Bill, you want to do doing 84 hours machine?
I did take a look. Strangely, I think Mary at the time when she left was probably started to recompile a file that was incomplete when she got here. So there wasn't a complete record for this particular application, but from what's in here, it does seem to comply with the plan that was approved by the commission. I'm sort of missing some miscellaneous correspondence and so forth, but it does seem to meet the plan and the commission's approval. I have been out to the site to take a look at it as well. It is a bit old from 96, but
you remember this one. Yeah.
It was good. There was some projects that was done correctly. Motion to issue is certificates.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you. So you can not be dangling, right?
We should not do that.
Is anybody
is anyone here for a too savory?
Aye.
Oh, that's why I'm talking about that one as well.
I knew you were two of them. I can remember.
Too savory street, no bailout. There was originally a specific compliance position for everything except the two floats, and Mary will say, Joan, final notice of intent for those two floats. And effectively, the boats are in and installed. You can have an as-built plan showing that the boats are where they're supposed to be, which is actually the position was set by the Harbor Commission in that there was supposed to be a minimum of 50 yard feet away from the corner pile of the marina out there. And that was by the Harbor Commission and the Corps of Engineers also set that. And as you can see, we're 53 feet off. So we're in compliance. And the original design.
Was there any new vegetation needed anywhere for the
job? No, it was cutting the tracks and the areas cut down. So all the plantings for them would be everything was signed off except for those two floats.
That would be a final certificate, is that right?
Yeah.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Okay.
Sure. Okay. Well, I think we're going to have to make the 7.
We should be here momentarily. Still have
anything by Wayne. No, we got
it. Oh, sorry. He's needed for that one, too.
He's, yeah. But he's needed for, you mean for Hill Street?
Yeah. Yep. Hill Street is just a minor change.
Mm-hmm. So, shall we recess?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Michael Acredi, Port Associates, 46 Hill Street, request for minor modification.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, thank you.
The record of Tom Hughes with Hughes Environmental Consulting. I'm here with Steve Sawyer, Jeff Gandy, Mike Garcetti, and Heather Long, on behalf of Core Healthcare. As I think the Commission is aware, we were appealed. The decision to be issued was appealed by DEP. DEP conducted a site visit. We met with them, and they expressed two areas of concern. One was, even though this is a redevelopment project, they asked for additional TSS removal, which, frankly, I think is a little overkill. I just did a project in another town with redevelopment and it's approved with no TSS removal. But, and there's TSS removal throughout the site except in two locations. Steve can talk about the changes were made to incorporate some TSS removal in the redevelopment section. And then the other concern they had were two conditions that the commission had put on regarding an invasive species management plan. DEP felt that this was an additional alteration and that basically that was one of the problems with the order. Given that, what we're requesting is that those two conditions be removed and that accept the revised plans into the record and amend the approval to incorporate that. So that, and DEP has reviewed these engineering changes, is okay with them, and also has said that if you remove those two conditions, they'll essentially withdraw their appeal and let the amended decision stand. The thing that I'd like to remind the Commission is that while this will mean the invasive plan won't go forward, we are still the greater than 2-to-1 replication for wetland impacts. We're reclaiming a stormwater swale that we are mitigating for and reclaiming for stormwater management. And we're creating a fairly sizable flood storage area. All of these things are, you know, way beyond sort of the mitigation effect. So we're already providing a substantial mitigation package to the impacts of the project. Would it have been nice to go that much further and do invasive removal yet? But, you know, unfortunately, DEP has an issue with it. And we want to do the right thing, but we're kind of just fine. So I think I'll see if this is part of the information.
Actually, just a brief correction on Tom. We work, these areas that we provide improvements, we're providing TSS removal. Throughout the site, we're providing between 50% and 80% or 90% TSS removal, depending on the feature. The only thing DEP asked if we could provide some pre-treatment for these two features, the large infiltration area and then the smaller area here, which was agreed. We add a small check dam at each. So basically, that just provides a little small area, ponding area prior to the infiltration area here and the infiltration area here. So basically, that's it. Two small check dams as to the plans, and we're okay with the DEP. They appreciated the fact with a substantial reduction in off-site flow, volumes, and rate, and felt that it was a good plan and just wanted a few additional pre-treatment devices.
One was to submit the invasive management plan, and the other was a reporting requirement on the invasive management plan.
Okay.
So they're both the invasive
management
plan.
All right.
So does this mean you, or you guys won't be mowing out there?
Well, the metal management plan is still,
the metal
and they did not mention that. So okay. We're still looking to do the metal management. And we'll provide you with a plan that will be consistent with what we said, which is the, you know, basically either twice or once a year with a raised blade house to basically maintain that as metal and prevent it from seceding into a basic line here.
Okay, I didn't read that.
Are the invasives in the meadow management area?
there are some in the meadow management area. So this will take care of the meadow management plan will take care of some of the
So they don't have a problem with mowing down the occasional invasive as long as you don't do any more aggressive than that?
Well, I think their concern was removal of vegetation, was an alteration, which is, you know, personally I find it hard to understand the position on this. The two conditions that you guys added to this permit are standard conditions in probably 50 to 100 communities in the state. So, you know, I don't know what the real issue was there, but, you know, we sat down and tried to negotiate something. Kind of wordsmith it to show that it wouldn't be extreme impacts, that we'd go into the bulldozers to do it. And thought we had an agreement, and then got an email back saying even the government would that.
I'm just trying to tease out their thinking a little, because it doesn't seem particularly consistent.
I tried to tease out the things.
If I may add to that, just having been involved in discussions, we did try to work with the language a little bit and explain to them that, you know, the invasive species removal and work that they were going to be doing, which is part of what the commission wanted in this permit, you know, would have improved the resource area, helped the resource areas that presumably DEP is there to protect, as well as the commission. And, you know, fortunately, we're essentially adding up that area and counting it against the opportunity, but it was actually work that would benefit the resource area. Mm-hmm. So, for their reasons and sort of keeping consistency, they had to sort of tout it that way. I share the concern that it sort of reduces the benefits that this project could have had, but it is the position that DEP took on it. And, so, you know, hopefully the future will be same.
But I just want to reiterate, you know, the standard that we were under for the running filling was 1-to-1 representation under the regulation, getting twice that.
But I remember this was not a deal breaker kind of a thing.
No, it was something. I mean, look, would I like to have done the original wetland restoration that we proposed and the safety work? We really could have made a real nice demonstration project out of this that would have really been a unfortunately. You know, when you try to do the right thing, it's not a requirement of the project, the roadblocks come up. We're not going to go and fight over this for 6 months or a year.
This change was run by DEP, and we did receive a correspondence back from them today indicating that they would accept this change. This was what they had expected to happen. You know, either that or a completely different filing for that type of work. So they accepted this alteration, which is before you receive it. So that's accurate. And,
is there any possibility that the applicant might in the future file a separate notice to do that invasive management?
And we can talk about it. Yeah. I think our approach on invasives is probably similar to what we said about cleaning out the rest of the swale.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly would cooperate
kind
of efforts to.
Yeah. I can certainly understand, you know, what about this whole project after 6 months or a year.
Right. And what it may come down to is as the project goes along and we do the wetland replication, mm-hmm. and we're monitoring that, if we continue to get invasives moving in, then at that point I may talk to the applicant about it being a good idea to file for that.
To
basically protect the wetland replication area so he's able to get a situation at once. So it may end up coming in.
Yeah.
Move to approve the changes.
Hang on a second. Any comment from the public?
Cynthia Welch, Volcano, 17 Fulton Drive. I guess because of our olive tree, that invasive.
Yes.
So that borders and protects my house from this project.
Well, I think
is it because out of the 100-foot buffer that's not the BTV that BBW.
Well, the autumn olive is primarily down in this area. The along your property,
yeah.
Mostly multi-floor rows.
Is that an invasive?
Yes, it is.
So how would that be treated?
Well, we're actually removing the invasive management from the project.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, that will be dealt with as part of landscaping that was approved by the planning board.
How will you ensure, though, that that is removed? I mean, if you're talking invasive.
Well, we're not going to be doing invasive removal because it's a DEP suggestion.
So that all of that greenery is
what happens outside the buffer zone is primarily going to be dictated by the grading shown on the plan, the approval of the that was approved by the planning board, and the landscape plan for the entire site.
Mm-hmm.
What we were talking about primarily in the base of management was this area here, although we were going to add provisions to monitor the rest of the site for any re-emergence of things like multi-floor roads.
But isn't that rather likely, given the fact that all of that...
It is. And we're, you know, frankly, as I mentioned, we're puzzled why DEP wants this out, but...
Because maybe they want you to do it properly?
No, we're not going to get into that.
No, I just said that.
No, it's because, I mean, their explanation is that it's an additional alteration.
Mm-hmm. And is it true or that you'll be utilizing the cut and dab procedure?
We're not going to be doing invasive management.
At all?
No. The conditions 39 and 40 will remove it from this permit, and if we choose to do it within the buffer zone in the future, then we will be filing some type of additional paperwork with the Conservation Commission.
Mm-hmm.
What we do, I mean, we could do invasive management if it turns out to be the prudent thing outside of jurisdictional areas, and it's not a regulated thing. It's not something that...
And just curious, do you have the exact measurement from that wetland in the back to our, you know, where all that...
It's shown on the plan. There's a dotted line that runs right here, runs through the site, kind of curves through here, and that shows
some of it.
No, this shows from the wetland here to the wetland over here.
Mm-hmm.
Shows 100 feet from that. And basically, what we're saying is we're not going to do invasive management within the buffer zone and out into the wetland. Some invasive management is going to happen because when you put a building on top of the bottom of it, it doesn't do very well. But, you know, we're not going to actually come up with a concerted effort and plan to do that. Out here, you know, any landscaping that's shown on the landscape plan for the site is going to be done, and as they maintain that on an ongoing basis, if multi-floor road starts growing over a newly planted tree, I imagine their landscaper is going to take care of that. As time goes on, but that's not something that is jurisdictional to, you know, the Conservation Commission or the DEP.
Anyone else?
Yeah, question. Generally, Percy Golden Drive, this probably has nothing to do with it, but it caught my attention when you mentioned that there's a stormwater runoff. There's a holding area for that?
Well, no.
It's not, we've gone through this for previous hearings. There's multiple areas for holding stormwater throughout the site. There is probably six or seven or eight areas where stormwater is held, detained. One of the areas, it re-infiltrates it into the ground. This project is going to reduce the off-site heat rate by anywhere from 15 to over 20%. For peak rate and roughly 15% for volume. It's a tremendous improvement over what's happening today.
And the additional thing that we're doing is creating almost 5,000 square foot depression so that when it really floods in the area and the soil starts to overflow, we'll actually fill that up.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will infiltrate down. So we're actually providing additional flood storage beyond the use of flows outside.
So, my question really pertains to, and it's something that's been in the news lately, is after a storm, there's a lot of sand and water, right? Wouldn't that be a mosquito breeding area?
These are all these systems are designed to drain dry. They all have overflow orifices, and also they have perforated pipes underneath, because some of these areas are what they The subsoils are very impervious. So what we do is we provide a perforated pipe, and what that does is it cools, it slowly drains, and then is carried off through that perforated pipe underneath the each of the systems.
So one more follow-up question with that then is, what's the sense of the drainage rate? I mean, could that water be staying there for a week before it drains?
It's right. They typically drain, they should be drained dry within 24 hours.
So if we had, you know, storms such as we had with the recent hurricane, you know, instead of being in glance, like we would get something more heavy, such as...
It doesn't matter how large the storm event, it only can... Each of these basins can only fill so deep. They really only can hold a foot of water.
Yeah.
After that, it overtops and runs to an orifice. So it doesn't really matter. A large stream event will drain at the same pace as a small stream event.
Okay. So I guess my primary concern is we're not looking at a potential health situation where it's a big deal for the mosquitoes.
No.
Okay. Doug, you were doing...
Yeah, I reiterate my motion to approve the changes.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on. Okay, we're waiting for you for Mary River. All right, Paul, you want to take over? Paul, you want to take over? I'm recusing myself. You don't want to do this, right?
Okay. Next item on the agenda is New Ventures Associates, Crowling Landfill, request for approval of Brooklyn's restoration and remediation plan.
If I may, just as a footnote, this isn't actually, as you recall, an order of conditions. This is actually an approval or whatever concerns you have that maybe need to be incorporated before approval and, of course, with the settlement. Essentially, it's just the same thing.
So, catch up, we have the site visit, some of you were able to attend. And really, at this point, because I went through the plan and the proposal that you have before you for the wetland mitigation at the last meeting, you wanted to have some time to digest that, and we're just looking for any comments that you might have to get to the EP before they sign off on final plan. So if you have any particular comments, then I will pass them on to DEP, but really what we're looking for, hopefully, is even if you don't have comments, to have some sort of a letter to submit saying you're happy with the replication and restoration plan as proposed, or if not, what the particular comments are.
I had two minor things, but I thought this was part of the commission.
No,
I was
okay with it.
Two things. One was just reiterating, and I think that the report you put together, Mary, is great in terms of your August 18th letter and the July 2011 report indicating the procedures that we followed for the restoration and replication work. I just want to make sure that, in addition to that, just as a footnote, if the commission is communicating a letter of approval for this work, just documenting that for the settlement case, that all access work would be done via the drive that we have walked along,
yeah.
Unless otherwise approved by the city and the commission,
yeah.
Just to minimize any impacts, and that work would be coordinated. We'll put this in a letter, of course, but approved by the planning director and the recycling operations personnel, just to make sure it doesn't cause a conflict there for them, and that all debris in stockpiles should be removed from the city land and the Crowling right-of-way when the work is complete. Obviously, restoring that site to its pre-construction conditions, in addition to the restoration and replication work, the stockpiles and material has been left there, which has been a concern for some period of time leading to this project to complete.
Okay, so I heard three comments. One was access, working access drive only,
mm-hmm.
unless otherwise approved by the commission. Work approved by the, you were talking about coordinating the construction activities?
Just moving the vehicles and timing.
Okay, but coordinating recycling so that we don't interfere with their operations?
Exactly.
Okay, and then all debris removed from the easement area prior to completion?
Right.
Okay.
And just so everybody's aware, the work for the culvert underneath Grove Lane has been approved. But again, that's something else that, although it doesn't directly fall into the work that you're dealing with, that was required to be coordinated with the city engineer and DPS to make sure that there weren't any problems from their point of view in terms of how they proceeded. So, just as a footnote, it doesn't really go into play with what was restoration and replication work, but it clearly is a tie in there. It does involve the same area. So, just as a footnote, that was something that required the DPS, DPW to approve during the construction just to make sure everything was going fine, didn't cause any operations concerns.
Okay. So, similar conditions?
Similar condition, yeah. I mean, your normal it would just be the commission's agent, you know, the commission, but in this case, you've got the DPS, DPW having some jurisdiction on that zone. We have work going on there, and then the recycling operations is right in the middle of all the activities. So,
okay. That
was the reason for those two.
Is there a specific monitoring term for either of these areas?
Yeah, they're the same monitoring term. So, DEP included in their original, some of the monitoring terms that was included in the. In the document itself. So there's 5 years of monitoring. Was reported and reported.
The 2016 is referenced in the July 2011 report that Mary put together, which gives sort of a step-by-step for each of the areas of work, and then at the end of that documents that that's the when the final report would be done, and it does indicate that if there's any problems at that point, that it would continue until it was successful.
Right. He's just proposing 2 years of treatment, or you know, two treatments, I should say, of the frag monies for 5 years of demolition.
So in other words, if the frag comes back in the third year, the monitoring report would observe that, but
right.
That's as far as the...
That's my understanding. Right. As far as the replication area, it's different. I mean, you need to maintain... We have to have the 75% wetland vegetative cover. Is it that would be a requirement? So
through the monitoring period.
Through the monitoring period, right? It has to pass the dominance test for wetlands in order to be successful. So for some reason, the wetland replication area doesn't have 75% or more wetland vegetation, then we would have to take remedial action on that. Yeah.
I'm happy with that. My only reservation is having seen how healthy that phragmites stand is down there. I'm very skeptical that two treatments is going to accomplish much of anything. As long as that's everybody's expectation, so be it. But I don't think we should have any illusions that this is going to get rid of that phragmites.
I think it's going to make a substantial dent in it, especially in the area closest to the pool. And I think it'll be a very noticeable impact, and with continued effort, which will be much less expensive each year if it's made.
That's the issue. There'll be an impact. I would agree with you in the 2 year treatment. Or however long the treatment phase lasts.
Right, so maybe the city wants to pursue it at that point. But when it's gotten to the point where it's, you know, the hard work is done and then it's just a matter of maintenance.
And new benches would go for 4 years?
I'm not trying to renegotiate the plan here or renegotiate or anything like that. I just don't want, this is a very visible spot.
It is visible. And with the area going above and beyond what was originally agreed to, in that the area that's being treated is much larger than was originally proposed. So they're trying to tackle the whole span, get down to all of that fragmentation in that area, not just doing a third of it, which would make a lot of sense. But that's why, budget wise, we had to put a cap on the treatment.
Yeah, I understand the question because I got the impression when we did the site walk over that, with your comment, that fragmitis, the physical fungus, physical size and density, that it's about as healthy and as large as they ever get.
Well, it's nasty. There's no question about it.
So I think the question is that given the couple year period of the treatment, that it's not very likely that they're totally going to be gone. They're just going to come back.
Right, and there's enough fragmites in the surrounding area that it's a continuing battle to try to keep it at bay.
Now, I just don't want, from a Conservation Commission standpoint, I don't want us to be blamed in 2.5 to 3 years from the fragmites. Why didn't you with new ventures? No.
Yeah, I think that's a foregone conclusion that they are going to be there.
I mean, if there's any desire for a longer period of reporting or additional work to be done, now would be the time to ask EP to incorporate that and indicate a desire to do so.
Or at least have a recognition that the city, whether the city cares about the burning pool, has to find out another way of addressing the return of the fragmites.
Since we would like a letter supporting this plan, in that letter, could we just say that we recommend a longer term plan for the fragmites control? Not saying who's doing it?
I think that would be. I would like to see some language like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to, put the onus. I'm not trying to put the onus on New Ventures or the EEP or anybody. But
right. Yeah. So we're on record.
I just like to go on record saying, this is not the end.
Even if it's 5 years, at some point, even if it's 5 years, even if you extend the treatment time, it needs.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody got to pick up the slack at some point.
Right.
That's right. And as you said, Mary, picking up the slack is a lot easier than doing the phase one treatment plan, probably.
Right.
Time and expense.
So that's what I'm saying is if you get it under control within that time frame with the treatments that are proposed.
But I like the suggestion of just having some language in the approval letter that sort of recognizes that this is a long term thing and that.
Is it based on the commission's observation at the site walk on September 6th? 11 appears as though the fragmites is healthy and unlikely to be eradicated in a two-step process. We recommend that at some point,
a longer term process
solution be.
If needed or something.
If needed, sure. If needed.
It is the treatment protocol that the refuge is using. It is pretty successful. They have pretty dense dams there too. So I think if it gets treated properly, in those two cycles, then there's a pretty good chance that you can have some decent control.
Yeah. If necessary, it's not as crazy. Yeah, you're right. Though. It's nice for. Because it's been such a contentious issue, and there is so much money being spent on the project, it would be nice for at least say, hey, look, this is something that we saw there.
We all recognize going in that this was likely a long term battle.
Right. But the idea is that we can recede it so that there will be other stuff growing in it, so you're not going to want to go back and after you've done that to go out and have spring. So it's important get it controlled early so that you can proceed it. So if that's done successfully, you're still going to have pockets here and there on the edges, especially because this is all disturbed soil filter. It's not part of the landfill per se across the street, but all that disturbance from
excavation that the city has undertaken over the years is where it's coming from. So.
If I could just add one thing that I forgot to mention earlier was three of the three bullets that should be in the commission's letter. On page 7 of the report, you indicated that the dead stems and thatch would be removed in part of the city compost facility. I think we've discussed previously the requirement not to be placed in the compost facility, mm-hmm. just to eliminate it from being something that's kept on site, you know, potentially migrating and so forth. You know, not to mention the fact that we hadn't actually coordinated for recycling compost and coordinating to make sure that was actually okay. But just a preference to not even have that material put on site.
The expectation that the compost facility will still be there?
Well, my expectation is it would still be there, either in its present location or it's shifted closer to Core Lane, depending on where that is.
So is there any screening of invasives now that happens at the facility?
I don't know. I don't believe there's a whole lot of... I guess the concern, is this existing area of the compost facility is completely surrounded by wetlands. The new location is further away from wetlands research areas for certain, but still, given that it might still be at that back location, just trying to keep those materials from...
Right, because they may... I don't want to totally restrict it from not being able to go there at all, because I'm concerned about is the budget that was created for this mm-hmm. work and didn't involve checking it mm-hmm. very far. I want to keep the cost down. So if it's possible, this stuff can be burned too, so mm-hmm. if there's a location...
That's the thing is that I would say normally I'd say that'd be great, but given mm-hmm. the concerns from some of the abutters regarding
right.
Piles, the fire, fire and burning and so
right.
forth, I'm not sure that that's going to work.
There may be other locations where that can work, maybe on
right.
that same gravel pad area near the road or something.
Right. I'm not sure that from the commission's point of view that would be a problem, but I do think from the resident's point of view the burning might be a problem that again the city might offer a couple authorizing issue. So if that can be worked out, if it can be burned or not, just placed there, I'm okay with that, but I don't know that because I can't guarantee what would happen with the city's approval of that portion of the way. And how the commission feels about limitations on that. Okay. I'm not sure historically on this project, I'm not sure if there was any historic assumption of using it. Originally there was some discussion about using the Crow Lane property, the landfill property at Crow Lane for this work. Obviously they had to shift the city property, as there was a discussion about where it would be most viable. But I'm not sure anywhere there was actually discussion about using as a disposal area the city property as well. So that's part of it. I just want to make sure that we're not sort of overextending the expectations on the city side in addition to keeping material that might be potentially a problem in the future.
Well, I guess I'm just, if the compost facility is accepting a compost from anywhere, then it can't be certified as free of this material anyway.
But just because I don't know that. I don't know the procedures they follow for that.
Based on what I saw anyway.
Yeah.
There's no
system.
Just people just come in
right.
with their stuff and bring their bags.
It's not something that you'd want to install as a replication area or anything like that.
Well, and perhaps the commission's okay, I don't know, but it's just there's a difference, I think, between wholesale collecting all that material and dumping it, from one large project versus, a few miscellaneous things that might end up there depending on which project you're covering. I just don't know the extent of risk that might come with that, given the quality of the material. That was my concern with that.
Can it be something that we can try to coordinate with the operators of the compost facility? Or?
Yeah, I'm happy to have something in it that just says, provided it can be disposed of in there, we're not allowed to migrate, something would be burning or so forth. I'm really fine with that.
Just say no, it can't go there, that we can still continue to try to work at it so that it can.
Right.
Maybe say up near the garage where it can be burned, is the long distance from the affected neighborhood.
Yes,
that has issues with the burning.
Right. Oh, and I would be completely agree with that. I wouldn't dispute that. But again, I don't know that some resident might not complain about it. Someone says, stop doing it, we don't want them to do it anymore. And
right.
I just battle between what the commission said, great, no problem. And yet you have the residents, talking to their elected officials saying, please bring that work to a halt. I don't want to end up with two things that don't agree with each other, and the applicant or the what it needs to do to work. So I don't know which direction to follow. So I have no problem with that whatsoever. I just don't know whether the other complaints from sort of the city management perspective that that's an issue.
Yeah. So, I think we should, you know, in that letter, just or in your, actually, probably in your would have filed with DPP, just remove that thing about that it will be removed to the compost facility, and instead say it will be removed from the site, and we'll negotiate or discuss with the city whether it can be stored at the compost facility or this place will be burned.
Okay. That's reasonable. It gives you the option, but it makes
you
look more neighbor.
Really, you know, it's, at this point, it's not really our issue. It's more.
It's not a huge amount of volume, is it?
I don't think it will be ultimately.
Oh, really?
I mean, there was a that first year, the first treatment, they raked the thatch, and it would be a decent sized pile, but it's not going to be truckloads and truckloads and truckloads of material. It's going to decompose very quickly once it's.
The first pile will be large in volume, but small in mass.
Yes.
And the roots aren't going.
The roots aren't going.
So.
No excavation, so it's just the, you know.
Yeah. It's the thatch.
Cut and the thatch that they're going to break up.
I think they can talk to the compost facility management or whatever they is best for them.
Okay.
Yeah. So we can coordinate that through you
and Molly Ember as well. I'll give that to you.
Yeah. I'm curious about where all that stuff ended up at this cut along the river.
Is there debris piled on in the corner there? I saw them out there.
They did remove quite a bit of that material, yeah. I didn't take far enough to diagram the subject, but they did remove most of that.
Yeah, right up front.
Yeah,
that's also now to be long pile, but it's got from the long one, so they took out that other stuff, and now they're bringing it over to the compost.
Okay.
I don't remember seeing the debris pushed aside, so I think they took that as well.
Yeah, no, it looked like that had all been cleared out.
Yeah.
That was that big muddy area that we were looking at.
Check elsewhere over there. Yeah.
I think you had a motion.
So was that a motion to issue the letter with those it's four things now and the suggestion to be a longer term maintenance procedure process in place as well.
Not necessarily in place, it's our recommendation.
Right, it's our recommendation, right. Not necessarily
it's not
required,
plan,
but
so.
It's certainly recommended to DP as a that points et cetera.
If conditions work, if
right.
Need
if need be at that point, right, as we get to the 2016 year. Yeah.
No, I'll second that. It needs to be second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Right. Well, I'll put together a letter and then I'll send that over to you as well so you can package that if you need to, but we'll send the few pieces
over. Right, they already have the plan, so I won't be changing that. But
yeah, we'll just reference this. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Dan, just want to catch you up on what we talked about earlier. The issue with the stones in the sand at Plum Island. The mayor came in earlier and said that Red Hart had apparently went out there and started sifting the sand for that, to take the stones out. Whether he finished it, I don't know.
Probably did not, based on the type of record.
Were the Corbett's damaged on any great degree by the
storm? No. Not when I was out there. I went out there on Sunday either.
It was actually still sand on top of some of the poor guys.
Yeah, I don't think it made it. Really made it to it.
To be honest, I saw goes forward, and of course I live on the island now, out there in the height of a tropical storm, Irene, and the grain size of what you're referring to is one, they're pretty good size, but based upon the fact that they were the river deposited, so they're, as far as the shape of the stones go, they're rounded and sub-rounded as opposed to being jagged or sharp edged. If they were jagged and sharp edged, they would have a more potential to impact if they were to come into contact or pushed into the full bands as opposed to the roundness nature of what's there. Not saying it's still not a bad thing to take them out, but it's less likely that they would have an adverse impact on the bags. The bags themselves, I'm not sure, I don't know the specs on them, but they must have a certain tensile strength to begin with that I think that would resist, by and large, the roundness of the coarse materials that are there.
Yeah, we don't want to, it's still going to be an impact on them. You're right, it isn't going to damage them as much as sharp stuff will. You don't want it punching as opposed to a wave dissipating.
But coming in the back door, it still comes down to the compatibility thing. I'm still a bit miffed about what that term means relative to what is naturally there and what's there now. That's
a compatible question.
Yeah, exactly. Based upon my background of compatibility when it comes to sort of means a certain thing, but in this case here, it appears to mean something a little different. But
yeah, is that work likely to be completed in the next couple of days? Because we've got a pretty.
I would say next couple of days, something like that long. I did remind me that to make sure there's no, tracks in the sand, things like that, as I get out, and it should all be, pristine or undisturbed, tomorrow at this point. But I expect a couple of days, and we'll be out of time.
So you're likely to have a pretty
I know this is probably a foolish question. How is this stuff being shipped? Is it being mechanically excavated, or do they have laborers there picking out the stuff?
Mechanically, it's expected. It's my opinion, yeah. For the whole
thing. And that's what it's being done, and it's being run through us.
It should be
called first of all a screen hole.
Right.
Okay, in essence, it's like a screen on your house that keeps bugs out. You know, it's run through a certain size mesh that certain size particles are contained, and they're taking somewhere else. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing.
That was supposed to be done in the first place, but just in the rush to get the material out there.
Looking at the agenda, I guess we could go back to the minutes. Take care of those. Were you here for the 8:16? The last one?
The last one.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have four people for that, I think. Do you have any comments? You have any comments on it?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Hear that. And also there's no motion on or nothing happening with a new agent right now. The plan to join with Newbury has been scrapped, and we're in limbo for the time being, I guess.
Yeah, no progress report on that kind of regional approach that was kind of.
Nothing new since the last thing you've heard.
Yeah, no, I met with the mayor on Thursday to talk about the stones and the sand, and we talked about that a little bit too.
It was a fair amount of dialogue about the pros and cons of merging with Newbury and the issue of this, internal and external feedback about the concerns regarding that. So, that was decided not to be able to decide. So,
okay.
As for where we'll get next, if any day now, I'm hoping to hear something that's, it's been a couple of days to be able to get new on that. So.
Okay. Anybody have anything else?
We do have the signatures for the actions taken this evening.
Okay.
I wrote them around. They're on the back. Just put the pencil on them to keep it simple. We have 95 Parker Street was a certificate of compliance. 2 Savory was a certificate. The harbor lot was significant. Sixth Main Lane was a minor modification. And then 46 Hale Street was another change, in this case, the order conditions as well. So I'll pass this around if you want to.
While we're doing that, the ordinance?
Yes, actually, I apologize. I actually wanted to do it at the last meeting in this meeting, and I just made a note to myself actually as we started the meeting. I'd like to have this as a number 4 underneath the order new business. To take up at your September 20th meeting. So we could go over that final draft, and presumably, you know, if the commission wants to send it to the relevant planning and development committee and so forth, and the council has to bring the sponsor and bring that to the council. So that'll be September 20th. And seeing as there hasn't been anything new that's been filed at the present time, that would give us some time to talk about that. So if there's anything to talk.
You were, last I recall, you were going to work on some language, maybe you did?
Yes, I have to paste it all in one document now. But yeah, I have little pieces that I've begun to paste on those.
So that's where that stands.
Yeah. So I'll email that prior to the next meeting. So next week I'll email it around to you. Have a chance to take a look before the meeting. Any concerns, we can. If there's anything left over that, we can pull together and then send it right to the council. And then, at that point, it becomes a question of, you know, how quickly we can get them to discuss that through the committees. I assume it's entirely through this planning development. But, I don't know if you want to have a side meeting or discussion with the council to kind of.
Do they have an ordinance committee?
Well, planning and development would be the. If you will, the ordinance.
Yeah, it's separate.
Yeah, no, they usually send it up. They send the ordinances off to whatever committee or committees they think are relevant.
Anything that has to do with permitting, you know, development type things ends up being the planning development permission. So if you haven't been discussing with your counselors and, you know, someone comes up, you want to mention them, you know, the benefits of that. So the survey areas, you know, protecting the verticals and so forth. You know, it's probably worth mentioning them as we're ramping up to that discussion with all about how to get them to push it through.
Did we have a, can't remember if we had a list of changes.
From the one that you last reviewed, Mary?
Well, no, from the current one. From the current ordinance to this one.
Yep. Okay.
A list.
Yeah, we had talked about having just like a one page or a two page sort of cheat sheet for them on top, which isn't so much relevant for the commission, but is relevant for the council. So I'll put that in the packet as well so that you can think about which things, if anyone want to add a change to that.
And the highlights talking.
Yeah, make sure that they're okay. Sure, if I had, did I send around to the commission a presentation that I worked on years ago in Peabody? It was trying to explain the benefits of having a no disturb area versus a lot of work.
I think we have.
We may want to prepare something like that for the council. If there's a subcommittee meeting, presumably there'll be a little planning development, try to explain to them graphically, you know, why it's not enough to, you know, say a lot of work right after the associated with actually having a motor server at the time, and after 25 feet, 35 feet, whatever, you know, it is, why it's better to have that.
So, and one of the things we have is not just the building problems. Joe's got quite a lot of photos of flooding situations. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fairly important. It's national.
And it would be good, I think, to show some of those residential areas, commercial areas, you know, et cetera. You know, hopefully avoiding ones that are, you know, unnecessarily controversial, but explaining, you know, legitimately why it actually benefits property owners to not go into an area and so forth. You know, it's not just the benefit to the resource itself, but also to those who are building to avoid that type of development.
Yeah. Well, we can probably have a separate meeting and come up with a bunch of.
That would be useful to have a separate meeting on that before we get too far into
Yeah, the outreach part of this.
Right.
And I think we could do that, particularly because I think we could deal with that once it's been submitted to the council over the next couple of weeks. We could do that, you know, meeting or two to deal with that so that it's already at least before them getting to the committee, going through the procedural process and being referred to a committee. Because realistically, the council won't do it when it's first gets it. We'll first refer to the committee, and then you'll have to wait for the committee to schedule a meeting. So you'll have a couple of weeks in there trying to, you know.
So the average gap is probably 2 or 3 weeks before.
Before any actual
meeting,
actually. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people's time to line up whatever reason you want to do it.
Right.
Yeah, but give us 3 seconds to do it. Right. So we've been doing this for years. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? All right.